fully vaccinated and has been
Log Talk Radio.
Officially teed off at the Masters Tournament at Augusta National. He's playing this year after suffering injuries in a serious car crash last year. Woods prepared for the tournament by playing the back nine at Augusta on Wednesday. A bill banning Russian oil imports to the U.S. is headed to the House after passage by the Senate. Democratic Senator Cory Booker announced the final vote.
The yeas are 100. The nays are 0. The bill, as amended, is passed.
President Biden called for the ban last month. The bill was a response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Another bill headed to the House would suspend normal trade relations with Russia. Before the vote, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called Russia's actions in Ukraine brutal and horrifying. The United Nations is voting to suspend Russia from its Human Rights Council. The votes came in at 93 in favor, 24 against, and 58 abstentions. The General Assembly will suspend Russia's rights of membership to the Council for committing gross and systematic violations of human rights. The GA needed to vote in favor by two-thirds to remove Russia from the Human Rights Council. Apple is putting back a voting app in Russia that was made by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. An Navalny spokesperson said Thursday the app called Smart Voting will be available for Russians after it was taken off the store in 2021 ahead of Russian elections. Apple and Google both took the app off their stores before the elections last year. The app was meant to promote opposition candidates that were running for parliament and who had a good chance at winning. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
AKNW can help you build a rewarding show and podcast. Here's just one of our happy hosts.
Hi, this is Dr. K, host of Dr. K's Attuning to Your Abundance. I emphatically recommend you to the team at KKNW. The station is a great place for lots of messages, especially poets, writers, storytellers, singers, and musicians.
Learn more about hosting your own show and podcast. Call 425-653-1150.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. What will see mostly cloudy skies today with a few sun breaks and warm temperatures. High temperatures in the upper 60s, maybe 70 in selected areas. So get out there and enjoy it today. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain moving back in. Low temperatures dropping back down to about 47. For Friday, running up into the weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures mid to low 50s. For Saturday evening, especially, and for Sunday, we might see mixed rain and snow showers. Quite the flip-flop from today. High temperatures will be in the mid-40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Nita Johnson, and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul-level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless and trust in your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. You know what? You are listening to a show that Nita Johnson does. I get to hang out and do this show with her, the Personal Wisdom Show with Nita Johnson. Trust the wisdom and power within you to create success. And if there was ever a moment, where you think about how things show up, like a show like today, like today's topic, specifically, and you ask yourself, wow, creating wisdom-based success. What? Creating wisdom-based success. Because if you've listened to all the shows that she has done, that we have done together, and you haven't latched on to this idea that we have an internal system that could either, if we use it, help us enter the slide and glide of life or enter the bumpiest back road you've ever seen in your entire life on a continent you probably have never even visited before. And we get to choose. For you all, you should know a little bit about
who Mita Johnson is. She is that person. She's an expert. And 30 years of coaching, both domestic, global, human resources, she's a certified coach. But if you've ever been inside an HR organization, you will know that there's a whole lot of coaching going on. And I will tell you that they don't give out certifications for that line of work. But I'll tell you, she and I, we have a few of those. We have a few of those. And she's here today because she has a passion and a purpose to help us, educate us, to bring us in the forefront of personal wisdom. And her platform is Personal Wisdom Coaching Now. That is her website. But what is so cool about this? She is the person that basically helps us become aware that we're aware. And then when you get that level of awareness, you will need someone to help you take that first action step, or maybe the second, or maybe the third, or maybe the fourth. And you know, this show today, fasten your seatbelt. Because when you create wisdom-based success, it is by far, without question, unstoppable. Mita, it's a great show, great topic. I need to just tap in a little bit with you, if I could, at an intuitive, personal wisdom-based level. This topic, you know, I'm not surprised it's up for us today. But this idea of creating wisdom-based success, what a beautiful way to enter the field of achievement and accomplishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why this came up for you, this topic for today.
You know, I bill myself as a success coach because that makes more sense to people than a personal wisdom coach. Yeah. They don't understand the language. They don't understand there. Our society thrives and thrives on the concept of success. However, it's not my definition of success. For most of the world, it's money, it's power, it's status, it's the next position, it's the fanciest car. There's all these marketing-driven expectations in our society. And success for me is tuning into that wisdom and knowing what works for you, what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what moves you forward. And we've talked quite a bit about listening to our body and our deep wisdom. And I'm just really called to kind of finish connecting the dots today.
Yeah.
That says, okay, so now I'm aware. Now what? What happens next? Okay, this is kind of cool. I can get behind that. But now what?
Yeah.
So when you can take that place of trust and then think about what you can create for yourself, that is the foundation for success.
I want to just talk about for people, I love talking about success, and I too went through the same, you know, epiphany about the word success. And, you know, there are many, many ways I've looked at it in my life. And what I love about it is it may mean something different for everyone. So when we're talking about, you know, creating this beautiful, beautiful wisdom-based success, how are you looking at success, or how have you looked at success in your life? Because I know for me it changes from day to day sometimes, but there's a feeling I get.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's raking the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or launching a network.
You know, you used a word that resonates with me, and that's the feeling of success. There's a sense of accomplishment when I can check everything off my to-do list because, yep, I'm that Enneagram 1 perfectionist who's going to create that list. That's also part of who I am, and I can honor that. But success for me is doing it well and doing the right thing at the right time and listening. My list might have 10 things on it, but by paying attention to what feels right, to listening to that body wisdom, I make the right choices off that list in terms of how I should be spending my time today. And where I'm sitting right now, it is 65 degrees and sunny, and that's unusual.
So success might be simply having my tea on the deck and enjoying that sunshine, because it should be cold and 3 feet of snow here.
Yeah, it's still March.
So it's really beginning to understand and accept what fills you and what moves you and what you think is the best outcome without reusing the word success.
I want to ask you about that. Can you just say a little bit more about that? Because you said a word that really gets me perked up, and that is outcome. I am so glad you said that, because it has so much depth and breadth to it. Yet we also know that, you know, when we take success to the obsession perspective, then we hit crossover. But we are looking for an outcome. We have something in our mind, right? And we don't always know, like, how am I going to get it? Or where is it going to come from? But we have it, right?
When I start working with someone for the very first time, I'm always curious as to why me and why success coach. And that starts for many people, that first introspection of, I'm not sure. They often don't know why they're here. So we start to talk about what it is that you think you're here for. And, you know, I hear everything under the sun. So, you know, let's pick an easy one. I'm not taking good care of myself.
Yep.
Okay. You know, so then it's like, well, what does success look like? Well, what do you mean? It's like, well, in 6 months from now when we're done talking, how are you going to know you met your objective? You're willing to invest your time with me. You're willing to invest your money with me. How do we know we're moving in the right direction? I don't know. So people start to really tune in and peel it back. And then they start to tell me what they don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. And it's like, you know, I'm really glad you know what you don't want, but I don't want to hear it. What do you want?
Right.
You know, and just it takes that first hour really peeling back to get people to even say, I want to be able to walk 5 miles because I'm going to go to the park with my grandkids in the summer and I want to be able to do this. Awesome. We can do that because you know what you want. You want to be able to walk and not be out of breath so you can play with those kids. That's a definition of success. You know you've gotten what you want. So it's really about peeling back and figuring out what is that outcome. What is it you're looking for? What's pulling you? What's calling you? Why are you even exploring this? You know, when you go to corporate, people show up and do what they're paid to do because they think that's what they have to do. And most of the people don't like what they do.
Yeah.
So how can we start to answer and ask the questions of tuning in of what do you really want? What outcome do you need? What is success?
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, I've been able to go through periods in my life where I've had, let me just say I've had to change. And yet I have the choice to change. But what was in front of me, this is the outcome if you stay the same. This is the outcome if you change, the possibilities if you change. And I remember a lesson from my corporate job in HR, 24 and a half year career. And my mom used to say to me all the time, girls, don't cut your nose off to spite your face. Now, it took a long time to really understand that. But one of the things that I learned that we're talking about here today is not just understanding what that outcome is, but also, if I hear you correctly, understanding how we can transition from where we are to where we want to go. And I'll tell you, there are times where I look back at how that career ended and I ask myself, could I have done it differently? Could I have not burned bridges? I mean, I had a whole list of could I have not, could I have not, could I have not. And yet I know that the outcome had to be the outcome. It had to be, I had to leave there in order to get here. Kind of like the long and windy road. But I often think about, was there another way? Because I did not tap into my personal wisdom in the how. I did tap into it in the what. Isn't that important to consider both?
It is. I grew up with the same phrase, so don't cut your nose off, but there's another one I like that's accidentally on purpose. And many of us do things accidentally on purpose. So we subconsciously process, I hate my job, I need to leave.
Yep.
So we set ourselves up so that we're either terminated or get so burnt out or create a situation where we leave that job, but we didn't leave it thoughtfully. We didn't leave it with relationships intact. And then we got confused about how we got there. And that's really what we're talking about, is how do you move out from accidentally on purpose to actually on purpose.
And I think that part of this is learning about the energy of that, right? And accidentally on purpose could be positive too. For example, I dial a wrong phone number and here I am 20 years later, right? Accidentally on purpose didn't hang up. But what you're saying is what I call an energetic tipping point. You know, for me, that whole scenario with what unfolded wasn't just me having to be in the middle of a situation that act out. There was an entire team of people that jumped on board with just crazy behavior. But you said something interesting that I want to talk with you about when you come back. And it has been really a struggle for a lot of people. It was a struggle for me. You know, I knew that I loved the job that I thought I could do in this company. I didn't love the job that I was in and asked to do. And it showed up. And I've learned, and especially now that we're growing and we're building out the company, I will train anybody that wants to be trained to do whatever they want to do, but they have to want to be here. And that's an epiphany I got this week, this past 10 days, right? And I asked myself that same question. You know, do you want to be here, Pat? Is this, and, you know, it's clear to me, I do. But my responsibility in being here is to really take up what you're talking about. Because wanting to have something, I want to hear from you when we come back. Is that enough? Are there some other things that we have to do in the desire equals success equation? Nita Johnson joining me here today, her fabulous show. What's the best way for people to find out about you? And then we're going to take a really short break.
The best way to find me is my website. It's personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. Don't forget the last part because it goes to a strange place, but wisdomcoachingnow.com. There's a place to send me a message and would love to connect.
I love it. We're going to take a short break when we come back. You know, how does this conversation, how does that element of desire, how does that help us understand the power of personal wisdom? And what was my body feeling back then? What was going on back then? You know, how did that work out? Was it so overwhelming that I just couldn't handle it? We're going to come back and talk about that with Nita Johnson. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound systems. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhamma Yanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Root of Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, one-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Patasa the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to, an incredible show. And I've talked about Nita Johnson before, creating wisdom-based success. And, you know, in the first part of the show, we were kind of talking about what happens when we know that we are in this place where our body is speaking to us, when we know that we have our eyes focused on an outcome. But we also know sometimes when things are just not right, when something is gnawing at us, is that personal wisdom? Is that the place that we can all go to really explore? We talked about what success was. Anita, you did such a beautiful job in explaining that. Let's talk now about the connection between success and personal wisdom, because to be honest with you, this is really up in all of our faces here today and for the past 7 days. It sounds like you and I are kind of going through the same little transformation here. But let's talk about our body and our body talking to us, if we could.
Absolutely. When I coach clients, we start with purpose. And when you know your purpose, it resonates physically in your body. So the starting point when I work with someone is learning to listen to that. For the people that don't have that support or don't know Your body talks to you every single day. It tells you you're thirsty. It tells you you're hungry. It tells you you're tired. Those cues we mostly pay attention to. But we've been talking about corporate and living in the world of other people's successes, because to me, that's really the essence of what we're talking about. When we're doing what everybody else says we should be doing,
mm-hmm.
and we're not doing what we love to do or what we're called to do, or I'm going to use the dreaded word, even should do. Sometimes it's a moral or ethical choice to think about that. But our bodies talk to us. So when you're in conflict with your purpose or your ethics or your values, you get that funny feeling. Your body wants to move. Your stomach hurts. Your head hurts. You physically get sick.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that believe that cancers are the manifestation of all of these emotions. I'm not espousing that in this state, but that's how violently our bodies can respond sometimes. And so when you start to get those tingles, when you start to get that dissonance, when you start to feel physically out of sorts, that's the first clue to really start to listen and say, what is going on? Okay, maybe I have the wrong size shoes on and I shouldn't have worn these heels today. Okay, I can work through that and I can fix that. But what if it's deeper than that? What if it's gnawing at you? How do you get to the point of making a decision to move you out of that and into the place that you be? And listening to your body is the place to start with that. We were joking earlier about the accidentally on purpose or not cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah.
Our grandmas knew. When you think about that and
yeah.
the ancient wisdom that's in there, they knew literally what you and I are talking about today. It's just different language. It's like, don't hurt yourself to save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't stay there until you don't have a choice. But come to it consciously and purposefully and listen to the clues. Your body knows when it's time to move on. When you know that, then you get to be purposeful about how to do that.
Yeah.
When you don't know that, that's when you end up with the lovely accidentally on purpose. You get yourself fired. You get yourself locked out. You get yourself in trouble with a relationship because part of you knows what's going on and you create a train wreck.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny you talk about that because we're, you know, just went through that experience, you know, recently. And what I'm learning about myself is there's such a thing about having that personal wisdom, have your body, you know, be screaming at you sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you ignore it. And, you know, that idea of ignoring it, even when you know that there is either something out of integrity, something out of alignment, you know, something you're doing because it's a should, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or my favorite is something you're doing because you're afraid to
mm-hmm.
do what you really need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk for a minute about people think fear is a personal wisdom attribute? Now, I'm not saying that fear is not useful, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an element of fear that's useful. Like you don't walk down a dark alley, and actually people would call this intuition and not fear, but you don't walk down one of those dark side streets in New York like at 3 a.m.
mm-hmm.
by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
To take a shortcut. Your personal wisdom's like, don't do that. Don't do that, right? But there are benchmarks to us to go from where we are to where we want to go through the guidance of personal wisdom.
Yeah.
How does our body help us with that?
You know, all of our emotions exist for a reason.
Dang, how did I know? I knew you were going to do it. I knew, like, that's like the minute I said the fear thing, you know, okay, I'm going to take it back and I'm going to quote the movie Dune. Fear is the mind killer. Okay, there we go. Go ahead.
You're right. Fear has a place because it's a caution. It's a stop. It's a point to stop and say that's a learned wisdom. So there's innate fear and there's learned fear. So the, you know, old adage of you don't know what hot is until you've touched a stove and burnt yourself. So part of that wisdom is that physical shaping that we've done because we exist in this body. we have learned it hurts to walk barefoot, or it feels really good to sit in the sunshine, or I'm connecting the fact that in the winter, if I can just get outside for an hour, my mental health is so much better. All of that is body wisdom and paying attention to the clues. Where I really push people to start to think behind, beyond the obvious, don't go down the dark alley, don't touch the stove, you know, don't pick up the snake, you know, all those things that drive people's fears, run from the spider, is really, what's the cost of not doing it? What's the cost to not do what you think you're doing?
I'm just going through that now. I honestly just had an experience of that today and throughout the week. And boy, if we could ask that question, because it sounds like a negative question, but it's not really. Mm-hmm. It's an awakening and awareness question. Mm-hmm. You know, in finance and in business, there's a thing called cost avoidance or cost analysis, or, you know, there's a million words for it. I like to call it my favorite fungible friend, right? And when I managed a $1 trillion budget, and it down to the ridiculous dollar, hello, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many, many projects in the phone company, I learned about things, but I learned about that thing,
mm-hmm.
that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it being asked in a board meeting, what is the cost of not doing it? Can you talk about that a little bit more and how that becomes a radar detector for us?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's strongly connected to the word fear that you used earlier. People don't move out of that place of fear or uncertainty or caution because they don't understand what they're moving to. And so when you learn to trust yourself, you learn that it may not be easy, it may not have been exactly right, but it moved you incrementally closer to where you needed to be. You know, we're not like Superman. We don't fly from A to B in the blink of an eye. We have to walk there. And so sometimes that body wisdom is moving you one step closer. So we've been talking about this corporate dissonance. So it's not in alignment with my values. I know that. I'm afraid to say something to my boss because I'm going to be the outlier. Mm. In my heart, I know it's the right thing to speak up. And the cost of not is going to eat me alive.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go talk to the boss. And you know what? It went better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can influence this.
Mm-hmm.
So now I listen to the next thing. Okay, what does influencing really mean? Okay, maybe there's another way to approach this project. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's something else. So that wisdom's moving me closer and closer in alignment to my values, to my purpose, and to what's the outcome, to use the word we used earlier, that's more appropriate for the set of circumstances as I understand them.
Yeah.
The cost of not taking those baby steps or asking those questions is huge. And so if you are not sure you're ready to trust what your body's doing, then I invite you to go back to that headspace a little bit with the question of, but what does it cost me if I don't do anything? What is going to be different
mm-hmm.
2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, 6 months from now, if I don't do something?
Boy, I got to tell you, the power of what you're speaking today, I didn't know how powerful of a message that is, not just for me, but for so many people. And, you know, when I think about that, we really have to face ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We really have to be in a place where we're willing to look at taking that step that we wouldn't have ordinarily taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jessica and I and Linda were just talking today, and I think I'm okay to share this. It's a little sneak peek, but we know we're growing. We know we're expanding. We know that my primary commitment to all of you as hosts is to do what I promised 20 years ago. And that is to create an infrastructure that has the rates for what we do decrease instead of increase every year. And this morning, I got three emails from networks that were part of all of them increasing their rates. And I said, you know, this is a message that it's time for us
to implement our crowdfunding. It's time for us, you know, to really look at bringing people on that are excited about being here, that have different skill sets than we've had before. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to take risks because why? The cost of not doing it now. Mm-hmm. I can't put a dollar value on that. But here's the thing I want to ask you about when we come back from break. We all know that, and yet we must trust our personal wisdom, right? It's the energy field that we get to create because we all know we're called to do something that may seem a little bit off the grid, mm-hmm. that may seem like, the world needs this, but why you? And when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about the power of this because, see, just in this short conversation with you, and I know Jessica's listening, doing the show for us, just in this short conversation, I can't tell you how many light bulbs just went on. And the feeling that I have inside from that personal wisdom, I'll share with you when we come back. Because I think right here on the show, I got a demonstration of what it feels like. And sometimes we have to make tough decisions. I don't know about you, but I've worked in a corporate environment. Sometimes I've had to let people go, and sometimes I've had to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're not easy, but what if they could open a door to success? When we come back, partnering to get that door open, to walk through that door, and to hold on to your purpose and your passion for life, I'm telling you, if you decide to do that alone, take a lot of vitamin B. But you don't have to. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Mita Jensen.
Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offering, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in a new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetitions daily, building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-4255. 1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the hosts to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries. Worship over worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WowMinistriesLLC.com.
Everybody, welcome back. You know, before the break, I was saying, look, you can decide to take this journey alone, or you can decide not to. And I know what it's like to do both. And I will tell you that, you know, for me to even be here speaking with all of you, the reason I'm able to do it, because I chose the latter. I chose to take this journey with the help of a number of people. It is so important. But what if you were to work with somebody that understands personal wisdom, that understands how to help you see the doorway, take a step through the doorway, and then carve out that path, that journey that is driven by wisdom and power within you? That's Nita Johnson. Nita, what is the best way, again, for people to find you? Can we give out that information?
Absolutely. My website is personalwisdomcoachingnow.com, and it has a contact me section. Just fill it out. It pops me an email, and we can connect from there.
Thank you. Now, I just got done saying, sometimes I've done things because that's it. I can do it. I can do it. You know, I don't need any help. And boy, those years were really, really tough. But somehow a little light bulb went on. And I think I have to owe this little light bulb to two gentlemen, to Dan Vandermas and Brian McGorry. Dan was my first supervisor that I had outside the mailroom, and Brian was my second. And I'm 18, and I'm in the phone company, and I don't even understand any aspect of personal wisdom. But these two angels stepped up to help me, to guide me, and I listened. Now, I wish I could say that I caught on right away and didn't have to have a bunch of those angels help me along the way. But what I did learn is that it's so much easier to partner with someone. And I want to ask you about that, because when we have our eye on the target, we don't always know what we're going to run into. I'll tell you, I didn't know what I was going to run into making a decision to launch a network. But I don't think I would have done it if I didn't have the supportive partnership. Tell us about that and the role that partnership, personal wisdom, and coaching play all together.
You know, personal wisdom is what you know and trust about yourself. But Pat, you're exactly right. We didn't come to this world to be islands. We came here to be interconnected. And there's positive connections, there's neutral connections, and there's negative connections, just like everything all the way around. So when you're using that wisdom to build those positive connections, what you're creating is a system that lets you trust and test. When you have that trusted partner, you get to say the scary things out loud in a space where nobody's holding to you just yet. They will eventually. But the first, we talked earlier about fear and kind of moving out of that. When you can give voice to something, it loses its power, and yet it gains its power.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about a coach or an angel or a partner, what you're inviting into your wisdom is that trusted person who lets you explore without judgment. It's that chance to say, I really want to leave corporate. I really want to run this little coaching business. I feel really compelled to talk about wisdom and success and to watch people thrive and grow as they learn to lean into that. But, oh, my gosh, what about the income? And what if I can't find any clients? And what if I can't do all of this? All of those very human negative energies. My wisdom tells me I have the skills to do this. My Enneagram 1 says wisdom is a gift that I came to this earth with. Mm-hmm. But having those people in my life who maybe didn't believe what I believed, but who believed me enough to listen, to ask those questions, and to create that bubble where it was safe to explore and safe to say, this scares the crap out of me, but I'm going to move one step closer.
Yeah.
And when I want to run screaming to say, stop, breathe, and go. That's the power of partnerships. And when you can talk about it, they get to use their wisdom too. Because sometimes we get busy telling ourselves something that isn't true. And we say it long enough that we start to believe it. And our body knows it's not, but we fight it. And that's the power of that person who knows you enough to hold you to your truth.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I love exploring about myself is where my Achilles heel is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in a lifetime, I think at least, you know, my Achilles heel, and this is across the board, my coaches will tell me, and people I've worked with, they say, Pat, you stay way too longer, or you'll keep people in your sphere way too longer than you need to. You know, you're hoping to change things. You're hoping to change a situation or change a person or change something that doesn't really call to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been for me to understand. I mean, I knew in that corporate job that I had really a different place to go and be. I knew years earlier, going back to school and, you know, really doing something different was on my radar for a very long time. But I didn't take that scary step. I didn't follow my personal wisdom.
And, you know, I don't want anybody listening to us today think that this is all about just taking that blind leap of faith.
Oh, no.
I know this is right. I mean, yeah. It took me 2 years to plan my transition out. But once I knew what I wanted to do, once the decision was made, once the plan was started to be created, my life shifted immediately. That burden was gone. The weight was gone. The physical manifestation was gone because I was moving in the right direction. And I was doing what I needed to do to not try to be superwoman and jump to the top of the building in one leap. I knew I needed to go one floor at a time to set myself up to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So think about your wisdom also as part of your journey.
Yeah.
And there are new things to learn on that journey. What we think is right 2 years ago when we set this vision may need tweaked. And that's okay. That's listening to your wisdom as well, because it's still moving you in the direction of where you are called to be and what you are intending to do.
Yeah. I mean, part of this is really also understanding, you know, how this all comes together. And it does matter, right? Let's talk about, you know, the intentionality of it. There's a level of intentionality that we set, whether we want to set that intention or not.
Mm-hmm.
I set that intention in that particular 24 and a half year career at the moment that I knew that it just didn't feel right anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I was being pulled in a direction, one direction or another. But I learned something along the way from that same mama. The nose, don't cut your nose off. No matter how I felt about where I was, I never lost sight of respect in that environment. And I somehow knew
that in order for me to keep my head up high when I walked through the door, I needed some help in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not always easy.
No.
You know, in my case, it was a long career. There was a lot of, you know, toxicity at the integral level. My name was going to be on things. So trust me when I say I had a therapist, a coach, and a bunch of other people. Because sometimes it's daunting, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the wisdom of an outsider is they don't bring the love, compassion, and bias that the insiders do.
Right.
They bring compassion from their own space. They bring a gift of being able to truly hear.
Mm-hmm.
If you've chosen the right person, they read you, they hear you, they connect with you on that energetic,
mm-hmm.
trusted level.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that element of neutrality, because I can say things to you that your partner could not, because you don't have to look at me again until 2 weeks from now when it's your time on my calendar, and you got to live with your partner every minute of every day. And that works both sides of the accountability. You are free to say what maybe your partner isn't ready to hear to your coach, and your coach can ask those hard questions,
yeah.
and hold you accountable to those
yeah.
hard answers, because there is a little bit of separation there.
Yeah.
That's useful. It's friendly, but it's not your friend.
Yeah. And, you know, the idea of a coach, and let's just talk about it. You know, I have worked with coaches in sports and athletics. And while the goal wasn't for us to be friends, and I don't think, you know, I mean, there's a relationship you build with somebody that is in support of you, that wants you to get better, that does want you
mm-hmm.
to succeed. And I've been very fortunate to have some of the best coaches in the planet. I mean, you know, I was able to achieve success in a sport that nobody expected me to be able to achieve, because, one, I entered it too old, and 22 was too old. And, you know, and two, I was a woman, and yet I had a coach that knew me well enough, but boy, I had to be all in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of our lesson today. It's so much easier to be all in
mm-hmm.
when you're all in with a team of people.
Mm-hmm. And the all in begins with saying yes to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so busy doing that we forget to be. And we talked about that a few episodes ago. So when you think about who you are as a human being and who you are as a human doing and how and who you surround yourself with, all of that is part of your wisdom as well.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom to know when to ask for help, the wisdom to know when to step away, the wisdom to know when to lean in, and the wisdom to know when you're the help and when it's time to be quiet and when it's time to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Your body tells you all of those things. And the more you can understand that full circle of being, doing, open and close, the more effective you are at creating the life that you want to create.
Mm. Wow. We talked about a lot today. And what I love about the conversation, it always goes back to trusting that wisdom and power within us,
mm-hmm.
trusting that personal wisdom. You know, I like to call it, you know, it's like a radar detector that I have. You know, it's almost like one of these detectors.
Mm-hmm.
The closer you get, the faster it beats and ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you very quickly that when I don't follow it, the consequences are devastating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the actions that I take or don't take, it's like blunt force trauma sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here with you, and I know they could have been avoided, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the cost of not?
Mm-hmm. And if not avoided, minimized.
Right. You know,
yeah.
it's interesting. I can't thank you enough. I want to ask you again, how do people work with you? How do they find out about you? And let's make sure we get them to your website and understand that you are one of those success coaches. You know, you're a certified coach, and this is what you do to help people. And given where we are today, the environments we're in, the workplace we're in, the jobs we don't want to go back to, the jobs we do want to go back to, you know, this is not a journey that I recommend anybody taking alone. And, you know, you see it every day in the field of HR. So how do people work with you? How do they find out about you?
So you can find me at my website, which is personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. And once you find me, we start with a one-hour conversation to explore, because you have to find the right partner. And if that's me, I'm grateful. If it's not me, I want to help you find the right person, because it's not about ego. It's about getting you what you need. And if I am your partner, we get to put together a package that works for you, because it's about your success. So we talk about what that journey looks like, what your financial abilities are, what your commitments are, and I'm always going to ask you, what's the cost of not doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because until you can answer that, you're probably not ready for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a way to really think about, am I ready to step out of my comfort zone, really look in the mirror, trust myself, and be courageous enough to claim the authentic and wisdom-filled life that you are here to live.
Mm. What's your personal message again? Tell us what you want to leave us with today. And thank you so much. You know, what do they say? You know, you always hear what you're meant to hear at exactly the time you're meant to hear it,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is for anyone out there, right, today that's listening,
mm-hmm.
that is hesitant about living their dream or making tough decisions. And again, without a sounding board for me, I know I wouldn't be here today. What do you want to leave us with, Mita?
What I hope everyone hears today, or whatever day you're listening to this recording, is you know in your heart when it's time to shift. And I want you to hear that and trust that and find the partner that will help you uncover the wisdom and the steps that you need to create your best life. If it's me, awesome. If it's not, please, please, please find that support and live the life you were intended to live.
Mm. Thank you so much for everything. And thanks to all of you out there. And here's what we want to leave you with. You heard a lot. There is so much to gain from really tapping into that personal wisdom within. And that is what Mita Johnson does. Thank you all. I hope you have heard something today that's going to get you one step closer to that doorway. And if you hesitate, if you feel like you're stalling, please reach out, get some help so that you can cross that pathway with someone you can trust. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impact of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul-level purpose. Tune in next time to transformationtalkradio.com to discover yours.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Starting things off over on 405 northbound, just south of the 167. There's a recent collision partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Good thing, though, into response team tow and state patrol have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
and it's April Angel Spring Miracles. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Speaker of the House has tested positive for COVID.
She was late, which is not unusual, and while reporters were in the room, we all got notice from her spokesperson that the 82-year-old Speaker has tested positive for COVID.
Reporter Garrett Hake said on MSNBC she was scheduled to hold a press conference when reporters received notice she was positive for the virus. A spokesman for California Democrat Nancy Pelosi says she's currently asymptomatic. Pelosi is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice. Tiger Woods is officially teed off at the Masters Tournament at Augusta National. He's playing this year after suffering injuries in a serious car crash last year. Woods prepared for the tournament by playing the back nine at Augusta on Wednesday. A bill banning Russian oil imports to the U.S. is headed to the House after passage by the Senate. Democratic Senator Cory Booker announced the final vote.
The yeas are 100. The nays are zero. The bill, as amended, is passed.
President Biden called for the ban last month. The bill was a response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Another bill headed to the House would suspend normal trade relations with Russia. Before the vote, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called Russia's actions in Ukraine brutal and horrifying. The United Nations is voting to suspend Russia from its Human Rights Council. The votes came in at 93 in favor, 24 against, and 58 abstentions. The General Assembly will suspend Russia's rights of membership to the Council for committing gross and systematic violations of human rights. The GA needed to vote in favor by two-thirds to remove Russia from the Human Rights Council. Apple is putting back a voting app in Russia that was made by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. An Navalny spokesperson said Thursday the app called Smart Voting will be available for Russians after it was taken off the store in 2021 ahead of Russian elections. Apple and Google both took the app off their stores before the elections last year. The app was meant to promote opposition candidates that were running for parliament and who had a good chance at winning. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, DonyCo Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, DonyCo Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team DonyCo and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. DonyCo Pet Clinic. Log into DonyCo.org. That's DonyCo.org.
Hey, let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. What will see mostly cloudy skies today with a few sun breaks and warm temperatures. High temperatures in the upper 60s, maybe 70 in selected areas. So get out there and enjoy it today. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain moving back in. Low temperatures dropping back down to about 47. For Friday and running up to the weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures mid to low 50s. For Saturday evening especially, and for Sunday, we might see mixed rain and snow showers. Quite the flip-flop from today. High temperatures will be in the mid-40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life flat. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm trying to pull myself together, Benny, here. Do you see me doing that?
Hey, you're doing okay? It's all good?
That microphone. Hey, everybody, welcome. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah, we're talking about angels today. So take down this number, 1-800-930-2819. And those of you that are watching over on KKNW on YouTube, type any of your questions if you would like. Angels, angels, angels with Sue Storm, the angel lady. She's joining me here today, and we are going to talk about what does it mean angels to have April angel showers. Angel showers bringing May flowers. Sue, great to have you.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah,
so it's a beautiful day, so the flowers are blooming.
So did you finally get the sun? Because Linda's telling me, like, in Jersey, it's rain. So did you finally get the sun out there in the
Chicagoland area? Briefly. As I look out now, no, but earlier this morning, yes. So I would say briefly.
Oh, very good. I mean, I'm still having the old debate with a number of my friends in Chicago, like, where is the best pizza? Who has the best pizza? So that's going to be an ongoing debate about pizza. But the bottom line to all of that really is it's narrowed down to, I think, two towns, from what I can tell. And one is Chicago and the other is New York, right? I think New Jersey was like a third runner-up, like third maybe in the pizza conversation, right? But just so you know, it's really true. When I talk about the Pacific Northwest, so you guys don't email me now, please. Do not send me an email because you know, all of you, wait a minute. I got all choked up. Benny, let's go to short break.
Well, I'll talk for a minute. I'll say I've had pizza both places, Chicago and New York. And can I vote for New York? Would that be okay, even though I live here? Would that work out? Dr. Pat, are you there, or should we keep going? We'll talk about angels. Okay. We'll talk about, I don't know if angels eat pizza. I don't think so. If they've never had a physical form. Angels, guardian angels, special angels have never had a physical body, so they've never had a form to, and they don't eat, and they don't sleep either. So if you have something you want to ask your angels to help you with, ask before you go to bed at night and let them work on it throughout the night. So, Benny, should I keep going? What's happening?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just, we have one caller already, so Pat stepped away for a minute. We'll grab her.
Sure, that'd be wonderful.
Sure,
okay.
We'll bring on Charlene. She's calling in from Canada. So, hi, Charlene. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
Sue.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm doing fine, thank you. So, do you want the names of your three angels that have been with you all your life? Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Okay, and they're chosen for you based on your life's purpose. So you have Gabriel as your archangel, and that's an angel of communication, arts, and invention. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, and harmony, peace. What they're telling me is when things are out of kilter, that really upsets you, that you need harmony in your life. Is that true? Is that the way
yes,
it works?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, okay. And then your last angel, well, you actually have four. You have Bettina, who's the angel of creativity. You have two creative angels. Are you a creative soul? Do you
yes,
do any,
I am.
Ah, okay. Do you do artwork, or what do you do?
I'm more into communication with writing and things
oh.
like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that fits into creativity. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're in writing, let me give you the name of that angel. Rita, R-I-T-A, is the angel that helps with writing.
Okay.
Yep. And when I've been writing my books and I kind of get stuck, I just kind of, I look up and I call on Rita, so she's on call with me all the time. So make sure
uh-huh.
she is with you as well as you're doing writing.
Okay.
And then your last one is your money angel, and that's Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Wow.
And it's also an angel of abundance. So my goodness, you have harmony, peace, abundance, good fortune, communication, let's see, and then artistic abilities or communication abilities. You're all set.
Wonderful.
Do you have a question for your angels?
Yes. Today is, this month is my birthday month.
Oh, guess
and
what?
I was wondering.
Guess what? This is my birthday month, too.
Is it really? Happy birthday.
My day is 15. What day is yours?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you 15 too?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my goodness. give Benny your information afterward, and I'll send you an e-card. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Bless you.
Okay. All right. So what would you like for your birthday?
I would like harmony and in the relationships in my family. Healing.
Healing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see. You know, sometimes I give out gift certificates for a session with me, a little consultation. Why don't I do that? That'll be part of your birthday present, and we can work on healing those relationships. How about we do that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that, and bring some more peace and harmony to you. So.
Oh, thank you.
Let me just see what they want to say. Oh, they said patience and take some deep breaths. So we'll tackle those relationships at another time. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Here's a message from your angels for your birthday. You know, they said you have a lot of blessings coming. You've been a good soul with a good heart, and you have many blessings, rewards coming your way. So I just see the floodgates opening. So wonderful. You're going to have a really good year next year.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Sue.
I'm so glad you're home.
And happy birthday again.
Yay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlene, for joining the show. Let's check back with Pat, see if we got her back. Pat, you back? No, looks like she's away for a second. So let's see.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back.
I'm just kind of.
There we go.
Somebody got my throat. Yeah, good. I love it. Hey, Benny, we're taking calls, right? 1-800-930-2819 if you want to find out who your angels are or see what they have in store for you. So what are the angels saying about this spring? How is it different? How is this spring different? Because a lot of people tell me, oh, this spring feels different. And
yeah,
I'm trying to say, like, okay, how does it feel different? I mean, is it like no COVID or, you know, is that it? And they're saying, well, maybe, but not really. What are you sensing about this spring now, this
okay,
year, 2022?
Okay, what I sense, yes, and what I sense is that, and I think I put it in the description, a spring in your step, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like uplifting. It feels like, okay, so we've dealt with the COVID. We've dealt with some of the other things that are going on. And now it's just like opening up and uplifting. I think the word, if I had to use one word, is this is an uplifting spring. Things that have been on hold are going to change. Things that you've been waiting for are going to open up. That's what it feels like.
Mm. You know, it's really interesting when we think about that. You know, somebody asked me about, I had my first chart reading done in a really long time, haven't had it done in a long time. But I remember, you know, one of the things that was said in there was that it's not just my chart, but there are planets that are lined up that are really calling people to bust out. You know, it's, and how did he put it to me? He put it to me in an interesting way. He said, you're not going to be able to hide. And he said, Pat, you're not going to be able to hide. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I'm not going to be able to hide. What does that mean? What does that mean? And so it's interesting when somebody gives you a perspective, and then you start to look at all the ways that maybe they're right. Like maybe there is a part of this where you have been hiding, right? And so let's talk about what that means, because the idea of April showers, bringing May flowers, when those showers tweak the soil enough, right, Sue?
Right.
Those flowers can't help pop up. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever noticed this, but it doesn't matter where you go or what you look at. If you're in any kind of nature that has let itself grow, even the desert, you know, have you ever been in the desert, Sue? I've been in the desert when, like, Death Valley, right? You know where Death Valley is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Death Valley is like, oh, my God, it's like there's nothing there. But if you've ever been in any part of the desert, I've been in the high desert in California, and you arrive in the desert, like, I've been, oh, my I've been God. Out there. What, Benny?
Oh, no, sorry about that, Pat.
And if you've been out there, so you arrive in the desert, and it's dry as a bone. And then something weird happens. Like, out of nowhere, you get a little rain. Just a little. And I'm telling you, you only need a little. And then all of a sudden, you wake up, and you're like, what? Where did these flowers come from? And this is kind of the feeling. It's like we need to have the freshness of April showers to cleanse things away and allow for that breakthrough, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And new. What should I say? It's liquid. It's nutrition. For the flowers, it's nutrition.
Yeah. And angels are, okay, they're not going to like this, but let me just say it.
Okay.
Angelic communication and consciousness and angelic guidance, that's the fertilizer.
Oh,
you know, that's the way that I look at. I could plant a lot of seeds, and we work hard to do that, man. We're just like, you plant seeds, and sometimes you're planting seeds your entire life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one way or the other, maybe you start at a young age, and you're planting, and you're watering, but then things don't grow. They just don't grow the way you want them to grow. And you realize that there's no nourishment. And that's what I think we're being called for now, is that spiritual nourishment. Benny, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're taking more calls. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady's in the house. Get ready to have a conversation with Sue. Get ready to get some insights. If you don't know your angels, this would be a great time to find them out, because that's what Sue does. And when we come back, we'll tell you how you can find out about Sue, her books, and much more. 1-800-930-2819. Let's take a short break, Mr. Benny. We'll be right back.
All the things you are and all the things you mean to me. When I find myself believing there's no place to go.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level, become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-889. 1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Oh, Benny, you want to hear a little story real quick, Sue? I was talking to somebody today and I messed up their last name because I had been listening to some of my old vinyl, you know, vinyl. And there was, I had an album from a group called the Young Bloods. So I messed up their name a little bit. And as I'm talking to this person, I'm realizing that they don't have a clue about who this group is or the song Get Together, right? And I was trying to explain to them how the if you listen to that song Get Together, maybe you can find it. It's really old school. The musical version of that, the musical aspect of that song is really haunting. And what I find is that in the world we live in, there are things that we get that are so hypnotic. You know, I find myself hypnosis through music. It could be chanting. It doesn't matter what it is. And we used to have these rules. And Sue Stone, the angel lady, is here today. She's going to explain this. We used to have rules somewhere in our New Thought community, in our spiritual community. We had all these rules like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this or maybe you can't. I got kicked out of Catholic boarding school because I was talking to Jesus. So that was like a rule back then. I don't know what the rule is now. But when it comes to angels, what Sue Storm has been telling people for, you know, decades is this is an open book.
Yes.
Angels are out of the box. And you can chat with them, and you can ask them for stuff, and you can ask them for help, and you can ask them. And that's what Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, has been doing. Sue, tell people how they can find out about you, about your books, about everything, because Benny knows this. You come on here, you chit-chat with those angels, and that's why we invite people to call in to do the same.
Sure. Okay. So the website is the angellady.net. That's TheAngelLady.net. And the books are all called Angel First Aid. And actually, there's five of them now. I didn't know that. You knew that, Dr. Pat. And we're just finishing our audiobook. My first audiobook is going to be done in another month or two. So the books are all start with Angel First Aid, and there's Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, RX for Success, RX meaning Prescription for Excellence is the last one and the one we're putting into audiobook. And so there's a variety of books for you that help you. Each one has a glossary of angels, so you know which angels you have and which angels are there to talk to. And there's some stories, and Dr. Pat and Benny have a full page in two of the books. And so it's a fun experience. And for consultations, and this is a real life-changing situation, a consultation wherever you are now and where do you want to be. And the angels are quick, easy, fast. We just move you forward. So take advantage of the Dr. Pat special. Should I give that out now or later, or how would you
like? Yeah, no, go for it now. As many times as you can remind people. Yeah.
Okay, so you get two sessions for the price of one. So it's either you call it, I call it my Dr. Pat special, but it's a two-for-one. And it's 2 half-hour sessions. And you can, I want to give out my phone number, but I'll wait until later because I don't want to confuse everybody. So we'll just.
No,
I
give it out now.
Okay, sure.
People now are listening to this live. They're like over there on Benny's YouTube. They're going to listen to this later on.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. So to reach me directly, schedule a session with me and your angel for a life-changing experience. It's 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790, and watch your life change. Welcome those angels into your life. It's such an interesting experience.
And boy, I'll tell you, it is one of the most forgotten tools we have. I'm going to make that statement now.
Okay.
We have conversations with loved ones that passed over. We have conversations with spirit, God, whatever you refer to. We have chanting we do about that. At least I do some chanting. Off key, but still chanting is chanting. But we don't remember to talk to angels. We just don't do it. And I think that what I want to say to everybody here today is, I don't know about you, but I know through these past 3 years, I've talked to a lot of angels. I've talked to the angel Sue you gave me, Uriel. And I've had many conversations with Uriel. And as a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the conversation I had with Uriel, I would have never hung in there and applied for PPP during COVID for a company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those and there's a reason why people didn't stick through the PPP process and get funding for themselves. Major corporations got it because they got attorneys, they've got banks. It was a daunting process. But many of my friends that I helped or tried to help, people that were professionals, just hairstylists, people that were self-employed, doing their own thing, they didn't have the funding of PPP. So many businesses went out of business. And if we'd have done a better job of that, and I just want to say this right now, because this is, I just got to make this statement. Many of us have been asked to participate in giving feedback to our senators and our congresspeople. And here's what I'm finding. Before you even engage in that, check in with your angels, because they will give you the words to say. But Uriel, and I can't remember the other one. Was it Katrina? I'm trying to remember the other angel. I had to look them up in
Katrina. Katrina. Oh, yeah. Katrina's the angel of prosperity.
I work with a major bank, right? My bank, Bank of America. And I work with that bank. And I will tell you the process for even me with the resources I have. I had to apply. Then I filled something out wrong. Then I had to go back and reapply. Then you needed like 10 different documents to get the PPP. Now, I will say you're in the middle of a process and you want to give up. That's when you got to call on angelic help. You know, or before the process, please guide me. Show me the right things to say. Show me the right things to do. And this is really an important aspect, Sue, that we don't remember. We think we're all alone. And you teach people that they're all around us, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I wanted to say one more thing. It's kind of comical, but I call myself a one-stop shop. There's just about nothing that the angels can't help you with. And so if you're, we're getting off your subject and back onto mine, but if you're interested in anything, career, relationships, prosperity, financial gain, whatever it is, call for the Dr. Pat special and get on the website if you want and check it out. But, And again, if you use your angels for everything, including what Dr. Pat was talking about, they help. They're there.
Yeah, and we forget. I mean, it's one of the most, I think it's one of the most, how should I say it? It's one of the most powerful tools we have and one of the easiest we forget. You know, we may pray to a lot of things, but we don't really ask the angels for help. I want to take a short break. We come back to, I want you to just take us on a tour of, you know, what it's like when you ask the angels for help. I know your books have many, many stories in them of things that we can ask for. I know you've worked with people over these past 3 years and have brought in angelic power and angelic help for people. When we come back, we're going to talk about the solutions that allow these April showers to really have those Mayflowers pop up through your angels. 1-800-930-2819 if you want to chat with Sue. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Benny, if you want to take us to a little short break, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Everybody, welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. Benny has a question, and I have a question, too. Thank you. Sue, before we go ahead, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you, if you don't mind.
No, I'd love to do that. Okay, so my website is theangellady.net, and that's theangellady.net. My 800 number to reach me for sessions, consultations, if you want to get copies of the books, it's 800 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And I should say that the last two books have been printed by Amazon. So my Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, it is in paperback and now hardcover, just recently hardcover, and that's at Amazon.com. And then also a book that I just made into an audio book is Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence, Prescription for Excellence. And that book is on, and they're both on Kindle. And I think they're Kindle free. I think there's something, I don't know technical, Amazon very well, but I think there's something where you can read them for free if you sign up. So
yeah, like Amazon busted out. Yeah, Amazon had a bust out moment.
There you go.
Amazon had a bunch of bust out moments.
Yeah. So they're... they're doing a really good job with these two books. And let's see. And the concession is the Dr. Pat special is two for the price of one. You get 2 half hours for the price of one. And that's my most popular is the Dr. Pat special. That's what I call it. And it's two sessions is enough to just move you forward. If you're confused about something, if you, if you have blocks, if you have relationship issues, if you have child issues, issues with your children, whatever it is, let the angels help you. Don't go through it on your own. You've got this team that's working with you. Find out who they are and let them help.
Yeah. That's what today's show is about. Now, I know Benny... we've got a question that came in from a caller, and it's really a great question. It's a question from Selena, and it's for you, Sue. And the question is, do angels have free will? Great question.
And, I'm not even sure how that would relate to angels' free will. Can you give me an idea on how that would even relate to angels? Angels are there to help you with whatever you need. They're a support system. I don't even know how that would relate. Do you, Dr. Pat?
Well, I understand the question from Selena because I think free will is one of those. It's here we are, and we have approaches, and we have theology, and we have many things that say that we're built in an image of, and yet we're given free will, and that means the will to decide. So the question, I think, Selena, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that if angels have free will, then the free will they have is that if we request something, they may come back and decide, well, yeah, you want this, but I'm going to give you this instead. And I totally understand what I think the question is from Selena, and it's a great question, because how often do we hear that we sit down, especially in the world we're living in today, where we've learned about the power of intention, and we've learned about how to manifest, and we've learned about all those things that us humans have as free will. We have free will, right? We may be, in some of the religious practices, we may be created in the image, of God, of a higher being, but we've been given free will. And so maybe we come out as that shining light. But the minute that we can't get something from our parents that we want, we decide our free will is going to take that cup of milk and throw it across the floor. Hello, free will. And yet, that's also an understanding that has come up recently in the spiritual world. It's like, well, wait a minute. I ask for a jaguar, or I ask for that big job over there, but I didn't get that big job, or I didn't get it immediately. I got this other job. And so the question really is, great question, and I don't think we're going to get you an answer, Selena, but I love talking about this. I might talk to Mark about it tonight on the show too.
Okay.
The question of free will is an interesting question, because angels may be different. Angels may be different than the other universal laws. The other universal laws that we teach people is that if you hold the consciousness of lack, you will get more lack, right? If you hold the consciousness of wanting $1 million or better, you may or may not get $1 million or better, but you would get under the underlying assumption. I'm not sure angels use free will to decide what's right for you or not. I hope, okay. Selena, I got that right.
Okay, okay, all right. Let me go with that last part that you said. The angels don't use free will. The angels just use their type of guidance. So angel means messenger of God. So whatever the source is that's giving them their power, they work off of that as opposed to their own personal will. And the other thing they're telling me is if you ask for something and they can do better, they do better. If you don't get it in timing, your timing, it's because angels have never lived in time and space, and it may take longer. But when you do get it, it'll be even better. So they may take your suggestion of what you want and then increase it to something that's even more special or better for you. They know what's good for you. That's and what will make you happy. I guess that's the way to answer it.
Well, Selena, I hope I'm right. Would you just kind of let us know if I was on track with that? Oh, wait, follow-up from Selena. Do they have free will to decide they want to help us?
That was easy.
That's easy. So
yeah,
are they
deciding? Yeah.
Oh, wait. They look at Benny and say, oh, it's Benny. We're going to help Benny. But, oh, let's look at Pat. We're not going to help Pat.
No.
Or wait a minute. I'm not going to intervene and help Sue with this situation.
Okay. All right. They are there, and they are chosen for you based on your life purpose. They are always with you. Everyone has angels, and they help you in any way that they can. You can call on them anytime, anywhere, and they do not reject not listen, cover their ears. They do not do that. So they're always there for you.
So, Selena, I hope we got it. I hope we got it. I hope that's it. We got it.
I've never seen a situation where they've ducked out.
But it's a movie. There was a movie. I'm gonna go like pop culture movie, and it's not a recent movie. And Benny, please correct me if I'm off on this. It was a movie with Nicolas Cage and I think Meg Ryan. And the movie was City of Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they portrayed the angel, right, it was a story. But it was a great story, and it really tagged on some of this, what Selena's asking. You know, because sometimes in life it seems like there are angels that help some people and angels that don't help other people. And that's what becomes very confusing for people because, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in life. Yeah, I had a recent situation, Sue, with someone, and I work with women in recovery and addiction, and I've been doing it for over 3 decades. I actually work with women in drug addiction for, like, I don't even know how many decades. How many decades is that? Like, maybe 4, maybe 5 decades. You know, there are certain things we learn in that. But these are spiritual programs, right? And some days I scratch my head and I think, how is it that I was so blessed to be able to turn my life around? And how is maybe another woman who struggles and struggles? And sometimes, Sue, when you're at the bottom and even at the top, you wonder if anybody's listening, right? But I will say our pop culture has done a great job of giving us images and visualizations of angels that, like, may kind of be like maybe pop culture, right? City of Angels was one of those movies. I love that movie. I did not like the ending. I won't tell you the ending. Loved the movie, didn't like the ending, and what was the moral of that story? But you see how we can confuse things by different philosophies that are out there, different pop culture things that are out there, even Angel in the Morning by Juice Newton, right?
Right.
But you have a way to work with people. So let's talk about the way you guide people to work with angels. And also talk about some of the stories associated with that. Let's do that when we come back from break. Sue Storm, the angel. What a great. So, Amy, you're making me think about this. I'm going to have to really think a little bit harder about this. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what Sue has been doing with countless people all over the world. And if you go to her website, you'll actually see some of the testimonials. So how is it that what Sue helps us with can get us to where we want to go? I want to hear her talk about that. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Barefoot. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Green and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit GreenBarefoot.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here. Sue, again, tell people how they can find out about you. And then give us what you've discovered about how we can all work with our angels.
Certainly. Okay, so you can find out about me on my website, which is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. My 800 number for a consultation session, take me up on the Dr. Pat special, is 800-323-1790.
That's 800-323-1790. And you can find out the names of your angels. You can go on the website, and there is a place that says Ask Sue, and you can click on that, and then you can ask me a question if you'd like to, and we can follow up with that. The two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, which is a beautiful book, a beautiful pink cover, really, really nice. In hardback and hardcover as of last month. And in fact, I got the first ones off the press and just, I'd say, a week ago. And then we have it in soft cover as well, or paperback as well. And then the Angel First Aid Rx for Excellence is also an Amazon book, and that's in paperback right now. Will be in hardcover at some point, but not yet. And as far as the sessions, you can just achieve anything you're looking for. The angels say basically, where are you now and where do you want to be? And then we work on your blocks. I've had people, Dr. Pat, that have said to me, oh, I spent my whole life working on my blocks. No. No, if I still see them and I can see them, where they are in your body, often people will have a pain here and there and I'll just have them put their hand there. And then I'll be able to tell them why, what, where, how to fix it. It's just a matter of what do you need and how do you need it. So miracle stories, and I'm putting everybody on miracle watch. You know, you're on tornado watch, you're on verdict watch, now you're on miracle watch. So people on miracle watch, these are the different things that's happened to them. One lady was having financial difficulty, and someone rang her doorbell and said, 20 years ago, your father loaned me $12,000, and I am returning that to you in this check, and handed her a check. So it can be, yeah, that's true. So it can be about money. It can be about property. People are looking for homes, and they haven't been able to either sell their home or find a new home. And the angels can help with that. Calvin is the angel of real estate. I have people who haven't been able to publish a book, and everything kind of falls into place, and they can publish their book. And a lot of things around families where the kids haven't, they've been on, you know, pot or this or that, or haven't paid attention. And then the families, the parents, usually it's the mother, have come to me, and things have just turned around. And I've worked with athletes. The angels, Patrick is the angel of that works with athletes, and where they've been competing and come in number one with some of the angel sessions and the techniques. I mean, it's just such a long list. I don't even know if you tell me what you're looking for, I can say we can do it. Again, I'm a one-stop shop. If you want to connect with your angels, here's where you do it.
Well, and I think the main thing that we're talking about here is, and let's get back to the conversation we were having before, is that we have a lot of stories about what we can ask for, what we can do, what angels can do, what they can't do. And yet, here we are with some of the most incredible results. I have a friend that, I don't know the results yet, I haven't looked, but she was so committed to the confirmation of Judge Brown Jackson.
Oh.
And knows Judge Brown Jackson very well. And she was telling me that, I don't know, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, she started to just pray to all of her angels.
Good.
Now, I don't have the latest results. I know today is a big day. Maybe Benny could look it up. But I asked her angels, and she said, you know, they are worker bees. And I thought, oh, they are. And, you know, this has really been the key, because almost everything that you've talked about in the time you've been coming on here, right, and in the books that you write, they are really almost this force to be reckoned with when it comes to asking them for help. Do you know what I mean?
think if they had an animal totem associated with them, it would probably be the ant, because the ant is just incredibly resourceful. They never give up. They work as a team. And I was just talking to my friend, and I don't know if Benny, I don't know if she's been committed, or I don't know if she's been confirmed yet, but I know today was the day. Oh, wait, there it is. Bipartisan vote. Okay, is that correct, Benny? Yeah. Judge, yeah, there she is. Confirmed. So my friend is, so what I'm trying to say is, we often think, oh, that's, I'm not going to pray for that. That's ridiculous. There's nothing that's ridiculous in the realm of angels. And I think that's part of the conversation today. There's nothing too big and nothing too small, right?
Right. I forgot to add one thing when I was talking about what the specialty of the angels is. And it's also careers and business and prosperity. You know, careers and business is and keeping your business going, or when to start or when to stop. And
congratulations to our new Supreme Court justice, and
yay!
For people that were watching, whatever.
I'm thrilled. I think she was perfect for the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a show not too long ago on. What would respect look like in government? And I studied respect, so it was right on the top of my list. And did you know that out of thousands of people I surveyed in my research, they had a pool of anything they wanted to pick as what the number one obligation was, Sue? What are other people obligated to give you? What are other companies obligated? They had a list. 98% picked respect as an obligation that others are to provide. And I think we got to bring the sexy back to respect. Maybe we should do a show on that. But today you've enlightened us and enlivened us. And I can't wait till the flowers start popping. Thank you, Sue, so much. Please give people your website again.
Sure. TheAngelLady.net, TheAngelLady.net. And I want everybody to have a jump in their steps and a to go forward, and it's my goal and the angel's goal too.
I love it. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Benny, thank you so much. I want to remind everybody just real quick that tonight, yes, I had a question that came in that is asking, are you still, are you doing a show tonight? Yes, Mark and I do a show every Thursday at 4 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. It's called The Psychic and the Doc. He's the psychic. And we've got a very special guest and a very special song tonight that we're going to play. We have done interviews with the parliamentary members of the Ukraine. I know this is something many of you commented on a couple of weeks ago. We're trying to keep you all informed. And I will say, in the spirit of Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, we can all ask our angels for help. We can ask help about our individual lives, and we could ask help about what's going on in the world. This is not a limited event. This is not a six-month premiere of a movie. This is not your favorite show live streaming. Angels are available to everyone, everywhere, anytime. Let's ask them, kick them up, put them to work, and let's make things happen. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW.